My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple, strategic, and extremely significant choices that all of us can make in order to feel fully alive. Today in the studio is my friend Jenna Greenewalt, who talks about this notion of rejection and how we work through what is very, very normal for all of us in different seasons and ways in our lives. She shares three very specific tips on how to frame and work through rejection as it comes into your life. Listen to this conversation. Jenna, I was so excited when you accepted my invitation to come into the Three Words podcast studio for a second time.
Yes.
Because you were such a sought after guest. And I continue to travel the country talking about our first episode, mm-hmm. which was You Are Enough, because we're living in a day and age where people are struggling with that.
Totally.
Am I enough? And dealing with self-image issues and really struggling to feel like, am I okay?
Right.
And you really gave some incredible words of encouragement and inspiration. Aww. So I'm excited to have you back. But I'm also presuming, because you've only been on one of our 180 episodes, that not everyone knows who you are. So would you take a moment and just tell us a little bit
yes.
about yourself?
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. But yeah, I'm Jenna. I'm a wedding photographer, entrepreneur. I'm married to Casey Greenewalt, friend of the pod. And yeah, we live in Toledo. We have two dogs, nieces and nephews. So we're thriving.
Well, you are a wedding photographer who has filmed at least three of my kids' weddings.
Yes, this is true.
Maybe more. We have one that's going to get engaged soon. You want a fourth gig?
Hey, I'm here for it. Let's go.
But you also, you said Casey, friend of the pod, but rumor has it, you have your own podcast at this point.
It's true. It is true.
You and my daughter-in-law do a podcast entitled, make sure you follow, Are We Recording?
It's a fun listen. I'm not going to lie.
So real quick, tell us about it.
So it's just me and Daya, besties, chit-chatting about life, talking about all sorts of things, all of our deep thoughts and feelings about pretty much any topic. We laugh along the way, but it's kind of profound too. So it's a fun listen.
So I have a podcast celebrity in my podcast studio.
You kind of do.
Do you have millions and millions of viewers at
millions,
this point?
Absolutely.
Billions.
Yes, indeed.
Well, make sure you follow Are We Recording? But Jenna, it's great to have you here in Three Words today. Not your podcast studio, my podcast studio. And you've chosen these three very unique words.
They are rejection is normal.
Wow. I'm wondering what our listeners and viewers are thinking already. Like, oh, how fun. We're going to talk about rejection.
Yeah.
So why are these words so important to you?
I am actually so excited to talk about this. I mean, it is a deeper kind of discouraging topic on some level, but you know, for me as a wedding photographer and building this business for almost a decade, a lot of that time has been, you know, grappling with rejection and what do you do when you're not chosen for things. And I can think back to, you know, a specific time. It was like about 2 years ago, and this wedding inquiry came my way, and it was going to be a perfect opportunity. It was like with a planner I really wanted to work with. The couple was like so sweet and actually kind of well known. So it was going to be good exposure for my business. Just all of these things. I was like, this is going to be amazing. And I didn't end up getting the wedding. And after that, I was like, so just like disappointed and bummed, which I think is, you know, normal when you experience
sure.
something like that. But, you know, what happened and what happens often when we experience rejection is it kind of doesn't stay at that level of just like, oh, I'm bummed about this. I'm discouraged. It sort of starts to spiral into, you know, deeper thoughts of like, am I even any good? Or like, if this opportunity was so perfect and I didn't get it, like, what does that say about me? Is all this work I'm putting in even worth it? And I was really like grappling with that. And I needed something to kind of like pull me back to center. And a big part of that was like embracing this truth of like rejection is normal. It is a part of the process.
It's freeing to hear you say it because we've all experienced it. Whether it's I asked that person out and they said no.
Right.
I proposed and they said no. Hopefully that doesn't happen to many of our listeners. But, or I applied for this job and I didn't get it. I mean,
totally.
Even as you say that, I mean, we all are experiencing rejection, but how do you deal with that when that happens to you? How do you wrestle with this idea of rejection?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think the first thing and what I did after this whole experience happened, I like got out my phone and I just like wrote this note to myself. And in this note, I'm like sort of processing like the sadness and just letting myself be disappointed, which I actually think is really important to like not breeze over that part. Like let yourself feel the feelings. But after that, what I did in this note was really write to the parts of me that were saying like, okay, you're not going to get where you want to go. This is a huge setback. Like all of those negative thoughts, I was writing to myself. And an analogy that came to me when I was doing this was sort of imagining a baseball game and imagining, you know, a baseball player, he goes up to bat and he has expectation that he's going to hit 100% of the pitches that are thrown to him. And obviously, if that was the case, it would be a sort of really unfortunate thing for him to believe, because that's just not how baseball works. You know, the reality is if you're competing at a high level, your batting average is not going to be anywhere close to 100%. And that was like really freeing for me, because I was like, okay, in things that we're pursuing in life, this is true too. Like it's normal to strike yes. out. It's normal to get rejected. It's normal to swing and miss. And then when you have that belief, you're kind of freed to be like, okay, what can I actually do that's productive, you know, within this feeling?
I'm going to hit pause in the middle of my conversation with Jenna right now to encourage you to do what she did. And that is to begin to write notes to yourself. So when those days of rejection come, you can actually read those over and be reminded of what is true about you. Now back to the conversation. You know, you are talking to a life and performance coach for college athletes. And so I actually work with our baseball team.
Yeah.
And we talk about the fact that if you have a 300%, if you hit 3 out of 10, if you get 3 out of 10 hits, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So not only is rejection normal, but a lot of rejection is super yes. normal, and you still get into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And so we tend to think like, wait, no, Hall of Fame is like 90%.
Yep.
No, in baseball, it's like 30%.
Yeah. Like
so
if that.
It's really helpful. And I like the way you frame that in the baseball, you know, sports person to sports person,
hey,
right? Right.
Hey.
But no, seriously, I think that the more you fail forward, learn from it, grow from it. And you also mentioned something that was really important, Jenna, in this idea of not kind of skimming past the pain, mm-hmm. but actually taking time to grieve. My wife and I actually did an episode entitled Remember to Grieve to talk about grieving in order to grow, in order to go. But most people are just skipping the grieving.
Yep.
I love the fact that even in that kind of exercise you did with yourself and writing to yourself and the parts of yourself,
totally.
You're actually like, no, this sucks and it's hard.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's important.
Give us advice. Like, how do you work through? I mean, you talked about your own experience. You talked about it's normal, but I'm also guessing that you have strategies for us as our listeners and viewers are tuning in.
Yes, 100%. And I think that's the thing. Like, once you kind of, you know, have that belief rejection is normal, you can actually do something productive with the rejection. So I have 3 phrases. They all start with C because we love alliteration around here.
Oh, I love alliteration.
So the first one is that we can celebrate our swing. So by that I mean, you know, rejection isn't an indication that you're not good enough. It's an indication that you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. You know, you're in the game. You're not in the cheap seats. You're actually playing. And I think for me, sometimes I have to remind myself, you know, if I'm striking out, like the very presence of the negative feeling is the evidence that I'm playing. I'm pushing myself. And that's a value I have in my life. So like, yeah, it's not fun, but at least I can be like, this is where I want to be. So that's the first thing. And then really from there, we can choose ourselves. And I love this idea in the context of rejection, because obviously the nature of rejection is sort of you're putting yourself out there and you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position where maybe people could judge you or judge your work. Or in my case, they could choose you or not choose you. And in this example where like I didn't get chosen, I had to really, you know, reel myself back in and remind myself, okay, like I didn't get chosen and that was outside of my control. But what is within my control is that I can choose myself. Like rejection doesn't get to be an indication of where I'm headed. I have, you know, the vision of where I'm going so ingrained in my heart and my mind, and I can hone in on that. I can believe in that. And ultimately, like that leads us to the last thing that we can do, which is come back stronger. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can take all of those lessons that you've learned and you can spend less time in the, you know, rejection shame spiral of like, I'm not good enough, and more time just like looking at the tape, analyzing what went wrong, like looking for your weaknesses. And that's actually like really fun to get to that point. So yeah, like even for me, like kind of capping off the story that I told in the beginning of not getting the wedding, there was an opportunity that came my way, you know, recently in the last few months. And so much about it was reminding me of this opportunity I didn't get. And it was like, in the sense that it was a really good, you know, opportunity, was going to be good for my business, all of these things. And I remember feeling nervous because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get this, but I'm going to do everything in my power to like make myself competitive for this opportunity. And I ended up getting it, which was awesome. I was so excited. But when this happened, I like thought to myself, I want to go back and read the note that I wrote to myself, you know, these 2 years ago when I was going through like not winning, rejection, loss, all of that. And so I found this note in my phone and I read it and I remember just getting like really emotional, and it felt very empowering because I obviously was proud of like the win I had experienced in my business. But reading this note, I was like, I see how connected this win that I'm experiencing now is connected to the loss that I experienced 2 years ago, and specifically what I chose to do, like how I chose to respond to that loss. And so, I don't know, I feel like for anyone who's in the midst of, you know, going through rejection, which really is going to happen to all of us on some level, this can be an encouragement. Like, this is the best place for you to practice belief in yourself and find that internal resolve and strength to come back stronger.
Jenna, it is so good to have you back in the studio and just to hear your perspective and practical advice and inspiring perspective. But as always, just very real and raw and honest. Thanks for being vulnerable.
Of course.
Thanks for sharing, you know, hard things, but also giving us hope, because we're all feeling what you feel. I mean, I, even as you're sharing, I'm thinking about times where, even in recent days, where I felt rejection and I felt misunderstood or I felt like I failed. And I can imagine putting those very specific practices, all beginning with C, in practice for myself. And I'm hopefully that our viewers and listeners feel the same. So thanks for being here, and we'll look forward to having you back next time.
Thank you so much for having me. I love it.
On behalf of Three Words Podcast, we are so, so thankful to have you on this journey with us. We hope you felt inspired and encouraged in our conversation today with Jenna about rejection and just how to become the very best version of ourselves. What I would encourage you to do at this point is to continue to go deeper with us by going to dmbcoaching.com/subscribe, where you can actually begin to receive our monthly digital newsletter that will come right to your email inbox to provide fresh insights and new material that maybe you've not heard here on Three Words that will help you continue to grow into the very best version of yourself. Until next time, make it a great couple of weeks.